certainly slowing down some of the attacks, if not blocking them outright, helps your defensive alignment in the back, and it also makes the other team scramble to try and cover and get the ball back on track.
For sure. I mean, we got a lot of great touches, and you know, Annie Hughes had a great weekend in the back row as our libero, and that's what allowed her to have 29 digs both against Memphis and Bradley, which helped solidify that back row piece for us, for sure.
And she made the all-tournament team, right?
She did, along with Allie Houston, who had a great weekend blocking as well, and so did Maggie Runge in the middle position as well. But offensively and defensively, Allie was rewarded for her work this weekend as well.
And you're getting a chance to see some of your new players come in and have an impact. What did you like from some of your younger players you've seen?
Laurel Bailey, I thought, did a nice job for us on the outside overall over the entire weekend. You know, she does a good job, six rotations, and even when she just played back row, she gives us a lift. We're trying to run our back row as a primary option, and so it's nice to have that. The other person who came in is sophomore Morgan Matusik, and when we needed her to get some kills and take care of business on the, you know, on the front row on that left side, she did a tremendous job. In fact, in that second set against Memphis, had 5 kills on 6 attempts and hit 833. So, you know, it makes me look like a genius when I put her in there for that second set and for the rest of that match. But we've also got, you know, we've got Maddie Cunningham, who came in a little bit over the weekend in the back row. Bree Jaeger, who's our other transfer setter. Lindsay Powers returning back in the back row. We just got a core group of people that are getting the job done. Katie Summer on the right side had a really strong weekend as well attacking, as did Taylor playing on the right side and setting as well for us.